again, if you need a Bible, or we have some in the back for you. Mark is here to assist if anyone needs it. Again, Genesis chapter 50, and hopefully next week we'll finish chapter 50. Next week, Lord willing. Today we're going to try to probably stop right there, I think around about 21 here today. So let me read Genesis chapter 50, starting at verse 1. Then Joseph fell on his father's face and wept over him and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants, the physicians, to embalm his brother, his father. So the physicians embalmed Israel. 40 days were required for it. But that is how many are required for embalming. And the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. And when the days of weeping for him were past, Joseph spoke to the household of Pharaoh, saying, if now I have found favor in your eyes, please speak in the ears of Pharaoh, saying. When they came to the, skip down to verse 10. When they came to the threshing floor of Atad, which is beyond the Jordan, they lamented there with a very great and grievous lamentation. And he made a mourning for his father 7 days. When the inhabitants of the land and the Canaanites saw the mourning on the threshing floor of Atad, they said, this is a grievous mourning by the Egyptians. Let me pray for us. Let me stop there and pray for us. And you guys can see right here that Joseph's father, Jacob, has passed. And let's seek the Lord, and we'll walk through this and see the beauty of God's word in the midst of Joseph losing his father. Let me pray for us. Father God from heaven, Lord, we thank you, Lord, again for allowing us to be back here today. Lord, we ask you to bless the preaching of the word. Lord, let me preach your word faithfully. Listen, Lord, to preach your word, Lord, that the people, Lord, can respond well. I think, Lord, many can return from sins, Lord, and put their faith into you. So, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to help us at this time. In Christ, let me pray. Amen. I remember not too long ago during the track season. One of the things about kids, they never forget what the parents tell them, right? Especially the things that benefit them. So if you tell your child you're going to do X, Y, and Z, and if you're going to do X, Y, and Z, a child's going to ask you to do X, Y, and Z. So one of the things about after a track meet is the kids, before doing the track meet, the kids always want ice cream before they run. They have these different booths set up for ice cream. And for me, I always tell them that, hey, it's too hot out here for ice cream to run right now. Once you finish your race, you can get
ice cream.
So I always tell them, though, is that they have to wait until they finish running. So, one particular Saturday, they finished their races. The first thing they said when they came out and finished their races, Ms. Sean, is, hey, Dad, can I get some ice cream? And we went over to the ice cream booth, and so happily, it was all sold. It was all gone. Do the kids want to hear that? All the ice cream is gone? No. They didn't want to hear that. And the first thing they came and said, Dad, you said you're going to give us ice cream. Where's my ice cream? So, for me at that moment, for me, I didn't keep my word. So a lot of them left with grumpy faces, wanting ice cream at that particular moment. But not only just in certain rap lyrics and certain songs, or you might even hear it in the penitentiary when some of you guys were locked up. You might have heard it said, stitches get
stitches.
You got to keep lore and be real, right? You don't share what we talked about or what we've done. Like, you don't tell these certain things. You stay true to this. You have agreed to this. Even in games today, Trey, is it Corno Rondo Crip? What's one of y'all? What's one of y'all name? It's the Corno Rondo. So, with that being said, is that a lot of them are loyal to those certain things. And if you go against that, you can get killed or something can happen. So over and over in our society, somebody is very disgusted when somebody doesn't keep their word. What about a job? Right? Your employer said they're going to give you this raise at a certain amount at a certain time of the year if you actually accomplish these certain goals. What happened when you accomplish those goals and the boss said, well, oh, we got to look things over. I don't think we're going to be able to give you that raise. How do you feel in that moment? You get worked up, don't you? Yes. And one of the reasons is that something about in us, we get uncomfortable when people around us doesn't keep their word. Family, I think our today's text is going to help us do this and going to think about this. That keeping our word, it comes from someone that has created us. Our God is a perfect God. God has always kept his word. If God has said he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And we are to mirror God and image bearers of God. We are to mirror him. And it's so much blessing to come from those who keep God's word. So today's text, if I can title this, I would say God keeps his word, so should we.
Amen.
Again, God keeps his word, so should we. Can somebody say this? The first point is going to be Joseph and his brothers kept their words by bearing their father. In verses 1 through 14. Last week we learned about the death of Jacob. Now we see in verses 1 through 14 the sons honoring their father's wishes to bury the father in Israel. Joseph gave the Genesis chapter 50, verse 2. We see right here one person said this. In ancient Egypt, the embalmers were classified by themselves. And embalming is taking a body and John's prophecy.